Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
All right, ready.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott here. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate, caring, and community. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
The reason I keep pointing down is because our guest caller sign is still up. I said somebody's already on the line. This is going to be a long day. Anyway, there's Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a sunny day with our highs of 70. It's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Our lows tonight will be 44. Tomorrow calls for sunny with temperatures around 71 and overnight clouds with 48. And Sunday will be beautiful and sunny. Great for you teaching this weekend, Carl. And mostly clear Sunday night. Monday will be sunny with 74, and Tuesday with a high of 69 and partly sunny. I'm very excited about this forecast because it just, I don't know about you, but yesterday I feel like my disposition just totally changed within a matter of 24 hours. I can't even figure it out. One night I'm just totally blue. And the next day was, I think it was the sunshine.
It was. You get blue when it rains a lot.
I bless the rain. We need it. It's just nice to have a break. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. So now you know why I could never live in Seattle or Portland or any of those places that were totally rainy. I would be... Yeah, totally crazy. But anyway, so for some people, obviously they thrive in those conditions, so that's great. Anyway, we love being in Reading, and here we are at KCNR this beautiful Friday morning, which means it's Amy and Haven Humane and our Pet of the Week. And who do we have today?
Good morning.
Good
morning. We have Clay today. Clay is a two-year-old. One of them has a lab boxer, because that's kind of what he looks like. He's got big boxer expressive eyes and boxer forehead. He's very cute. Clay is only about two, so he's young. He's a young boy. He does great with children. Uh-huh. We took him to an outreach this last weekend at the Fall River Brewery. Had their opening.
Sure.
Thing. It was really fun. And,
Amy never passes up one at a brewery with getting the dogs and cats out.
Dogs and booze is what I'm about.
That's right.
My motto.
She's practicing for. I can't wait to see what happens on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. But we took him, and he did so amazing. He loved to meet all the new people. He gave lots of kisses to toddlers. So he's really great with kids. He's great with other dogs. He is very not that way at the shelter. So in the kennel, he is appears very aggressive through the kennel. So Clay just has this thing where he guards the one space that he currently, lives in, his little space he guards. You would not know it walking through what an amazing dog he is. And we've had to make him a whole new cage card explaining, hi, I'm Clay. I might be barking at you, but visit with me and find out how sweet I really am.
Well, Linda is over there loving. Well, they're loving on each other right now. He's just big.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's a mellow.
Very mellow. Yeah.
He's very sweet.
Once you get him out of that. You know what? I think if I was in a cage for any length of time, I'd probably get a little aggressive, too.
Yeah. And it's kind of like nobody wants to live in a fishbowl. You got people walking by all day
all
just looking at you,
Yeah.
Judging if you're going to, just by the looks of you, of what you're like. And that's the thing. You can't really go by what they look like,
No. Well, he's leaning up against Linda, and she's loving on him.
Yeah,
so
he's a leaner.
A leaner. So, okay,
and he knows his basic
old
commands. He knows how to sit, shake, and lay down. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. Gosh. Okay, and he's just sitting there next to you. This is the kind of dog you can see walking down the river trail or running along the river trail with
he's
you.
He's really good on a leash.
And if you've got younger kids or – you probably got him, what, 8 and older because he's bigger or not?
No, he's actually a 5 and up. So
five and up.
Even smaller children.
Okay. Well, that's cool, too. That tells you something about him.
Yeah, he's very
right
tolerant,
there.
Too, of, overhandling. He's fine with it. So, and this kid loves tennis balls. He's about him. He found
one. He can hold four in his mouth at one time.
I know. He found one this morning. I saw it in the corner of, like, by one of our filing cabinets, and it was in the corner underneath a chair. I peeped it, and I was like, oh, he's gonna find that within a minute, and he found it. Went right under that chair. He found that tennis ball from 10 feet away. Yeah. He saw it. So
he's got radar.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, wonderful. So how do we get Clay into somebody's house?
So it's currently, from starting today until Sunday, we are doing an adoption special for St. Patrick's Day. So we're giving people the chance to adopt their own lucky charm. It's $25 for dogs and $10 for cats, and that goes through Sunday. Our shelter is not open on Sunday, but we do have adoptable animals at PetSmart on Sunday. So
if you show up dressed as a leprechaun, KCNR will pay that $25 fee. Okay.
But you gotta be a leprechaun.
You gotta be
dressed
as a leprechaun.
And say that I am representing KCNR. So if you say that again, we'll match the adoption fee for this particular wonderful pooch.
Yeah, we'll pay that adoption fee.
Okay. He's a good boy.
Amy, thank you so much. Voice, bring an astounding pet and whoever you choose. And we appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Right. Do you have anything coming up? I think everything's happened.
Doggy Dash is happening, and not this weekend, but next.
Next weekend, okay.
Get pre-registered so you can, you know, be done with it.
There you go. Okay, thank you so much, Amy. Hey, it's now 7:11.
Let's talk about what's happening on the show this morning. I think we have a very interesting lineup. We have the grand jury coming in.
Yeah, they're going to be coming in right after the break.
And then we have our girl on the street who is...
Chatty with Maddie.
I mean, this is a Simpson basketball player. She's on scholarship, and she's a communication major, and she has come to us, and we've created a spot for her. We used to have men on the street. Now it's a woman on the street, or girl on the street, whatever you want to say. And she goes out, and the question today is going to be about the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it has some, you know, merit and some serious tone this morning. And then we're going to, you know, cover some of the headlines. And then, of course, we have on,
We have Dr. Kara Tennant.
Dr. Kara Tennant on and some other.
There may be a surprise today.
All right. Ooh,
okay.
I love
yeah.
surprises.
All right, we're
going to
take a quick break. Let's just talk about our sleep number here.
Ah.
Sleep number bed. You know, it's one of those things.
It's that time
that
of year.
It's one of those things where you go to sleep, and Elk Killer will hear things outside, and Elk Killer then wants to, check it out. Well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, there I am wandering through the house, checking it out with Elk Killer, and when I come back to bed, boom. I mean, It takes time to go back to sleep a lot of times, especially if you've been out, you know, when it's cold and you're wandering around the house. When I hit that sleep number bed, it is like it just immediately you go back to sleep. There's so many stories from people that sleep number. I mean, and that have bought this bed and are experiencing better night's sleep than they ever experienced before. So my question is, how much is a good night's sleep worth?
Well, with the weather, the way we've been experiencing kind of extreme weather, is that I feel like we were holed up in a way that we hadn't been before. And it felt like there was longer reading and viewing. And we are very California King people. We love our bed. And my sleep number setting, I'm moving around, but my sleep number setting last night was 45. And yep. It's been at 45 through these really deep storms. I've wanted to keep it pretty much softer.
My sleep number saying last night was 100.
Oh.
And I just slept like crazy because I forgot to adjust my sleep number setting. But it was still great. Hey, right now, if you go on down to the sleep number store in the Target Shopping Center, you can save up to $500 on the select sleep number 360 smart beds. When you head on down there, though, when you go down and see this place, tell them that Carl and Linda sent you from KCNR 96.5. We'll be right back.
colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, let me talk about a lot of things that are happening. Good morning,
all right,
everybody.
Updated because, of course, on
Sons
Sunday.
Sons and Daughters of Italy are having a St. Patrick's dinner.
Can
you believe this? A St. Patrick's Day dinner tomorrow night at from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Reservation only. Please call Steve at 224-9524 or Carol at 241-4342 for tickets. It's going to be at 4850 Cedars Road. You know, that's the that's the hall there.
Right, the
and
Sons of Italy
traditional
hall.
Corned beef and cabbage dinner, no matter what you think from the Sons of Italy. Last year, it was just outstanding. What do you
like,
expect?
Why
Mariana,
the Italian...
Marinara sauce on
yeah, marinara,
no.
Honey.
Breakfast at the VFW. That's tomorrow, too. That's from 9 a.m. till noon. Eggs, biscuits, sausage gravy, potatoes, fruit cup, coffee and juice. And for some of us, VFW Bloody Mary for an additional $2.50. It's only $6. And if you have any questions, give them post a call, 365-9650. And tonight, the Twin Kennedys
Oh, that's right. It's Cascade Theater. Mm. This is
the very last performance of Shasta Live.
And congratulations to our listeners for winning tickets on Twin Kennedys. Fantastic show. So we want to make sure Shasta Live presents. Unfortunately, like we said, that's the last of the concert series for Shasta Live. But we, you know, things change. So, but anyway, they have brought through the years incredible talent to Shasta County.
Okay, we're with Daryl Stockton-Lewis and Jim Warnamundi here talking about the Shasta County Grand Jury because they're looking, it's that time of the year again when they are looking for candidates for the Grand Jury. And Jim, you've been on the Grand Jury and on the Grand Jury Board.
I have been, yes.
Okay. Getting a little bit closer there.
Okay.
We need to project.
I've been very close to the organization as I am now to this mic.
And you were on the grand jury a couple years ago.
Yes.
So why is it important to serve on the grand jury?
I think there are three things that can come from serving on the grand jury. One is that it gives a chance for a person to be more fulfilled in their life by doing something that adds to their growth and to the community. Secondly, for me, I found I learned a lot about our community. Just for one example, we have an opportunity to investigate and visit a lot of organizations. So I went to the Youth Detention Center, which is a nice facility. It was really amazing talking to these young people who were there. They were protected. They made friends there. They had gardens there. They took care of animals there. They had friends. And it seemed like they didn't want to go because it was so much safer for them to be there than in their homes. Those kind of things that – example after example of things to learn about our community. And then I think third and a very important thing is to give back to our community. I just feel like since I've lived in Shasta County and in Redding for the last 20 years, I've got so much out of this place. I've made a lot of friends. I love the beauty and the natural resources here. And to be able to give back to this community to help it grow, and I think that's what the grand jury gives a person a chance to do it.
We have several friends that have served on the grand jury. And, of course, you know, when we've been at dinner parties or, you know, can't talk about it, but we're investigating, you know. And so, you know, we honor that. Mm-hmm. But several business owners, as a matter of fact, not just for retired people, because there's so much yes, it does take time, but you have your breakout committees.
That's right.
And how does it work? Once you are selected and you go through, I guess, is there a background check?
Before we're selected, there's a background check.
Right.
So people turn in an application, and I think they're due by April the 15th of this year. That's the deadline. They can go to ShastaGrandJury.org, and they can get the application. They can find out a lot of information about us, including we have a session coming up on March the 20th, it's a Wednesday, and it's going to be in the evening for the very first time because we want to get younger people involved in this, people who work during the daytime and can visit us during the evening session.
Exactly. So it's nice to see that break out.
Now, we also have Daryl Stockton-Lewis with us, and Daryl's on the grand jury.
That is correct. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what, you're a very striking person.
Thank you, you're ready today.
You've got
his own little ascot going on.
Oh, jeez. Thank you.
It's like, Daryl, I want to know that man's story. I just love it. It's like that. You present yourself like, who's that? What's he about?
Daryl, we're going to go into fashion here in a second. Daryl, why did you on the grand jury right now. Why did you sign up for it?
Thank you. That's a very good question. My lifestyle brand is that I am the change I want to see. And in order to do that, in my mind, I would have to step out and get involved. And here we are.
So, do you mind just, are you a business? I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself. For instance, you know, because we always curious about people who say, I'm going to step out and become a member. I'd like to be on the grand jury. So tell us what inspired you besides the fact that you like to be the change?
Well, like Jim mentioned, the North State, it's very beautiful, the mountains. And you're not too far from San Francisco. You're not too far from Eureka or Humboldt State or Humboldt County. For me personally, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
We asked about a little bit about yourself and, you know, your business.
What was the thing that had you step out?
Well, my background is in mental health. And for me, we have a lot going on in our community with homelessness, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. You know, you turn on the television or the radio and you hear what's happening in the world. And I feel that I want to be a positive change. I try to be. Now, keep in mind, I am a human. I have mistakes, just like I make mistakes, just like anyone else. But at least I'm trying to better myself. And this experience has actually humbled me simply because I've stepped outside of my box. I come from a very structured past. When you work in mental health, very structured, you have a way of doing things. And this is taking me completely in a different purview, a different world. And I love it. I love that I'm reaching and I'm stretching.
Well, good. Now, I mean, in fact, that's great.
You
that's
know,
music thing is,
right
people,
there.
People need to get involved. Now, the problem with if you have a business, this can take a lot of time.
Yes.
You need to be straight out with everybody.
That is correct.
This can take time.
Mm-hmm.
But on the rewards.
On my grand jury, one of our people ran a antique store. And so she was able to manage in such a way that mm-hmm. her help covered when she was needing mm-hmm. to be out. And there, one can take on as many jobs as we want. What we do is we break the grand jury into several committees.
Right.
And a person can join and work on as many of those committees as possible. We all own everything. So whatever is decided in any of the various subcommittees comes back to plenary session. We discuss it. We even discuss whether that should be an investigation. So the whole group makes that decision. So the whole group is together a minimum amount of time. But then one chooses to sit on as many committees as they would like
right.
if they have time.
Okay.
Now, are you able to, like, say, okay, here's the – how many – okay, quickly, how many topics or how many situations
investigations
do you cover at a time? I mean, per grand jury.
My grand jury covered 8, but we probably started 24 investigations. There are things that some people thought of who are on the grand jury. We get complaints from the community. They go to the ShastaCountyGrandJury.org, and they can find an application and register their complaints. My wife was just looking at all the cats that are running around in the church area and saying, you know, maybe the grand jury should take care of that some way. So in any event, lots of different input, and based on that, we make our decisions about what we're going to study. So the first thing we do is we go out there and look to see if there's any there. And if there is, we continue. If there's not, we let it go. So we've done a lot of background checks and information before we finally make a decision. So out of 24 that we looked at, we settled on
great.
8 that we
had. I have one suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The red lights. The red light, are they legal, those red light tickets?
Cameras.
Those cameras that take away all of anonymity.
I think y'all made a study on that.
The grand jury did look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also made
ago.
One on the soccer fields, which was
I've been spanked
right
too many times.
right on the money, and mm-hmm. the city agreed with it. But here we are, 4 years later, with that same problem. We're still can't figure it out. Daryl,
yes, sir.
How much time do you spend on this?
As Jim mentioned, we have a plenary, which is when all 19 jurors come and mm-hmm. make major decisions, and then we have our subcommittees. For me personally, I do a lot of investigating, which is passive, online, at home.
Okay.
So if you're going to ask me for Daryl, Daryl's probably doing about, 25, 30 hours a week, sometimes more, because I'm not really watching the clock as I'm getting involved or mm-hmm. you know, investigating a particular topic.
Okay. Now, Jim, one more time. How do people get involved? Because right now is time for sign-up, right?
Yes.
That's why you're here.
And
yes.
we have two information sessions. One is next week, March the 20th.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the North Valley mm-hmm. Catholic Social Services Center, and it's going to be at 5:30 p.m. And as I said, we're reaching out to people who might have the kind of jobs during the day where they work online. And we have a lot of 35-year-olds in that category. Mm-hmm. who are working here in Reading but serving the world. And so they can move their working hours around to accommodate
Absolutely.
Going to a meeting during the daytime. So,
and I think it's probably a very, like you said, Daryl, it's very it enriches your life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So how wonderful in your resume of life that I served on
so
the grand
if
jury.
So if you're interested in grand jury, go to, for more information in an application, visit Shasta. NorfolkCountyGrandJury.org.
Correct. And you can
apply
now.
To have theirs. Yeah, you can learn more. We know a lot of people have been on the grand jury. It's a great thing that they do.
And they've had wonderful experiences. And then when it's over, we can talk about it.
Right.
Which is great. I'll tell you, go online
Warner
and read about it.
Jim Warner Monday and Daryl Stockton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you're doing
for our
community.
Bo. Thank you.
Get the word out.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 25 years, they have provided outstanding service to our community, been voted best in the North State. The only ones we let handle our HVAC needs. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Chatty with Maddie.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're heartbroken. I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you hurt you somehow.
March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KTNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio back here, 7:35 in the morning. And our current temperature downtown just went up a degree to 45. Yahoo.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. They have the selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories that anybody could love. Bastiani Arms, discounts for veterans there. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Hey, if it's Friday, it's time for Chatty with Maddie. Let's get going.
All right.
Wait.
Good morning. You want to kick it off or go
ahead? Yeah,
right
let's
into,
just go right into the music the there.
Yep, I'm all for it.
All right. Hey folks, good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Matt.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on the idea of corporal punishment, specifically the death penalty?
Well, I think it's kind of an archaic system. It might be just if we could find a just way to do it, but it ends up not being just. It's unfairly distributed, and by our courts are run. You know, if you can afford a good attorney, you can probably get off, and if you can't afford a good attorney, you probably get the more severe penalties, and it's clear that's how our system works. So from that standpoint, the poor people end up dying and in death penalty, and others who are rich can go home guilty.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, I disagree with the death penalty. I think that if we find a way to get our justice on more equal ground, maybe it's a valid penalty. I don't know.
I haven't really thought about this before, but as in, like, I don't like the idea of it. I feel like it's necessary. Obviously, I don't want to take, we don't want to take humans' lives because they matter, but I feel like even, like, economically, it's necessary because you're paying millions of dollars to hold these people, but I feel like there are some people who just, like, that's just, like, the only thing left kind of thing. So, I don't know. It's hard to say, though, because that's, like, someone's life.
Yeah.
And even though they've done bad things, like, who are we to say that they deserve to die because we're not God?
There has to be some kind of a deterrent, whether you think it's a deterrent or not.
Sure.
It's there. It's in place if you have something like that.
Well, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. And I know that, if once you die, you're going to go in one or two places. And if you're not ready, that's forever. I don't believe in that. I believe in at least giving everybody an opportunity to get into heaven.
In all reality, I don't think the death penalty is fair, just for reasons that people make mistakes. I'm not for the death penalty just because I think people need a second chance, even if they made, horrible mistakes in their life. People can change, and people need to see the change in people, other people.
I think that they should be punished, and there's too many people that are in prison that have done things more than once, and we're paying for them to be there. Mm-hmm. So I think that instead of paying for them to be there for the rest of their lives, they should get the death penalty.
Whoa.
Do you believe there is an alternative to the death penalty or a...
Okay, Maddie. How hard was this?
And how did it feel for you asking the question?
You know, for me, this is a very heavy issue. So there was a level of uncomfortability for me, honestly. So having to approach people and ask this question was very difficult for me.
Why is it difficult?
I think in our society, we don't talk about it that much, you know. And so just approaching people, there was a lot of discomfort in answering the questions. And like I said, there was a discomfort in me asking the questions as well. But it's a subject that's not normally thrown around, you know, within our society, and we don't talk about it as much. And just interviewing people, you could tell because they weren't quite sure where they stood on the spectrum. So for me, it was a very humbling experience to actually get to sit and converse with these people, and at the same time see their walk and how they figured out where they stood on the
spectrum. You could see people thinking through it as they were talking. Like, you know, one says, well, you know what, the system is unfair. Inherently unfair because of it. A lot of it depends on money. And you know what? That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. The other part is, however, if you could find a way to make it fair, there should be. You know, I know that on death row, that all those men and women, over 700 on death row, they get free legal advice. So you figure that's almost, you know, it's costing taxpayers well over $100,000 for each one of those people on death row. We have not put a person to death since 2006 in this state.
That's so a long time and a lot of taxpayers money.
I have a friend that was a guard there for 20 years, and he says, do away with the death penalty. Put them all back out into the population. He says, you're going to save millions of dollars. And he says, and that somehow works its way out in the population, too.
Well,
on these things.
Something that was shocking to me, too, like you said, I believe in my research I saw that it's 737 people that are on death row. That's a good chunk of people.
It
you
is.
Know, coming from a small city, you know, that's a large chunk of my population, you know.
I'm curious as what it costs once a person is on death row and say they've been on death row for 15 years. I would really be curious to know what happens in the day of a life of somebody on death row. Mm-hmm. Like, do you get the, you know, the hot three in the cot? You know, how much
they live
how much library time, how much tutoring, how much and exercise, food. I mean, all of the wonderful things that you get that many of the people out on the street that have unfortunate circumstances. I'm just curious. And then how much does it cost the taxpayer to put that person in death row? Does the fee go up for the amount of time that they're guarded and the special circumstances for, I don't know, just what it costs us? Mm-hmm. I'm curious, per day, per person.
Well, they get free legal right away. And if you're not on death row, that ends. You have to pay for your own legal. And you figure that they're being, that the lawyers are average charging $250 an hour, if not more. And some of them lawyers have just two or three on death row are their clients. That's all they need.
I do think probably I have a few past lives that are in me now that are I'm kind of an eye for an eye girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you read about some of the heinous things they've done.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your thoughts though when you were doing it, and there was obviously it made you think also.
Yeah, definitely. So I think there was another underlying question when you're addressing this subject. Another question that we have to evaluate is how do we as a society and more specifically as individuals value human life? And I think that's where people became uncomfortable because you're talking about a human life and taking a human life. So that was just something that I observed while interviewing people. And
Well, down the road, do you think, and I need to ask this question.
No, it's okay.
Down the road, do you feel like, because this is number two, you know, our second segment with you. And even though you did two segments last time, we didn't have time for those two questions. But I'm curious to know that after maybe five or six, if there'll be one topic that's going to make you do a study on it and an actual, like, write a report or a short story or some kind of article about what that experience meant. It maybe triggered
you. Do you believe there is an alternative to the death penalty or a punishment or program more suitable to addressing their crime?
Well, we've run out of time here on this segment. You know, we may have to expand this segment. because one question is, we can get the one question in, but the second question is important too. I think the idea of maybe if you listening or when you get your answers, that's a good point. Is you may just want to on our next time with Maddie is go back to that and say, you know what, follow up on this is there an alternative, the alternative to the death penalty, because you've already got that done and that's a good one. But there's also this, there's things that happen all the time. I mean, this horrible murders in the mosque in New Zealand. Mm. It's a lighter, but it's still, people get into things about the school scandal. Parents paying up to $6 million to get their kids in the top schools. Now the schools are being sued for millions of dollars by students that didn't get in.
Right.
Saying that.
Curious to how you feel about that. But, our time is up. Maybe we'll do, like you said, because I think it's so important you go out on the street. I think it's really good for you. It's good for them.
It's good for us.
It's cleaning out the cobwebs. And then maybe we can take the next 15 minutes after that and discuss, evaluate what we think about it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Just to give you guys a little insight as to what we talked about later, that's in the second segment, I just asked them if they felt that there are any other alternatives to the death penalty.
Yeah.
And a lot of the general consensus was people wanted work programs, putting these people to work. And another gentleman who I didn't get a response from, he reluctantly, hesitated to let me record him, but he said life sentences without parole. So I think those were the two general consensus that the public had.
Okay. Cool. Maddie.
Chatting with Maddie.
Thank you so much. We're so impressed.
And if, for all of your family listening, your girl is doing a great job. We're proud to have her in the KCNR family. She's amazing. We wouldn't get a chance to cover all of it. We're a minute over our segment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Guys.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I am here with a young man. We've already kind of talked. We introduced this earlier this week, the Youth Entrepreneurship Program that Shasta College is doing. And we met a couple of the other young people that are in here that are inventing something. And they're getting ready to win. And we're here with Paras Danuka. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did. That's
okay.
Exactly. Nice job.
I hate it when 15-year-olds, you know, talk to me like that. Okay. How you doing, buddy? We're Dr. and Dr. Danuka's son, one of their children. But what is this program?
So this is a similar program to kind of Shark Tank. What happened is Shasta College went through three phases to kind of weed out applicants and select the top five, which is going to be presenting at the Cascade on March 21st.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've come up with here?
So my idea was to create non-abusable drug containers so that you could prevent opiate addiction from taking when you're taking your painkillers or whatever medicine you have to take.
Okay. So how does this work?
So like the actual product?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a way to keep people from getting, you know, addicted.
Yeah. So how it works, it's a container. I've actually just completed the design last night, and I'm going to be printing it out today using my school's computers. But what happens, it's a rotating cylinder, and it's set on a timer automatically going on, and it dispenses pills at a certain interval that the pharmacist will set. It's secure so they can't just take whatever pills they want, and it doesn't drop all the pills at once. As soon as the pill drops, it's stored in a separate child-safe proof container. They can take the pill, close it, and then wait for the next interval to take the pills. This makes sure with opiates you're not supposed to take them less than 4 hours apart, and that way it regulates so you're not taking more than like four a day, or because that's when.
So is this kind of like a larger cylinder that you're talking about? So I mean, because obviously it has to fit on something,
it's interesting.
And then it feeds it into another childproof.
Yeah. It's about the size of my phone rotated around. I got an iPhone about the size of iPhone 5 rotated around.
And that's how big it is?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, how'd you come up with this?
I literally just woke up with the idea one day. It was the same day the applications were due for the phase one. We had to make a video. And the very same day I came up with the idea. I was like, okay, I came up with it. It's
amazing.
A good idea, so I had to do it.
It just popped in your head.
Just popped in my head when I just woke up.
Have you have you invented anything else in the past? Is it just kind of how your brain works? And both your parents are doctors, so you've been around, you know, knowing what it is to have prescriptions and perhaps somebody can overuse, a prescribed narcotic. But, so have you invented before?
Yeah, I've been a big participant of the Startup Weekend over here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I've participated in every year, and just this last year I won the event with our product. So I definitely think that's helped me give experience for the youth entrepreneurship thing because it's a very similar format.
What are you studying? I mean, where are you heading?
Where am I heading?
Well, yeah, you're just
a junior
now, but you're obviously obviously very bright. So what kind of life are you looking at to study, to do?
I'd really like to go into just business in general, but I'd like to go into the startup funding scene. It's really interesting to see how startups achieve their money, how they go through minimum viable products, and the whole process to getting from idea to actual full-fledged product.
Okay, that is interesting. So, but you've been working with the startup program here in Reading on those weekends all the time, and then now you've kind of got your own startup. So, with your invention here, with your your vision for helping people prevent them or help prevent opiate abuse with your machine, are you going to take from there? If you win this, what happens?
If I win this, there's also, even if I don't win this, right, I think it's a good idea.
And sure.
I would feel guilty not going along with it or at least giving it to someone else to continue.
Okay.
But no matter what, I'm going to also be, I'm already in talks with the whole Shasta EDC. I'm going to be submitting another application to the Shasta Venture Conference, which is a similar format to this.
Sure.
Except a lot bigger prizes, of course, with Shasta Angels. And I'll just be pitching to some local investors, Shasta Angels, and just people like that, hopefully. And hopefully something will get going over it.
Well, you know, Maddie's still here. Maddie, when you hear this, what do you think on something like this?
I think it's great to see, you know, the youth in Shasta County and Reading in particular participating in things that can better our future, you know. I think this is a great idea, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
So is competition pretty stiff?
I honestly don't know at all what the other four are.
Oh, okay. I can tell you one of them. They were just on the show.
Oh, it's nice to the inside details.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's it's a holograph that it'll take a person's image in a 360 and then then they can put clothes on it so they can see what you look, you know, see what the clothes look like before you buy it.
Well, hopefully they can make me dress better.
I don't know. That could be a
tough one.
That could be a tough one, Parsh. We're here with Parsh Dhanuka, and
he's also on the tennis. You play tennis on the UPrep team.
Yeah, I'm a tennis captain this year. I'm actually playing a tournament later today and tomorrow over at Foothill for the UPrep tennis team in high school.
How long have you been playing?
Tennis?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Long time, I think.
But I got more serious. I didn't really take it as serious as I did until high school. High school tennis is a really great thing just for bonding with other teammates. It's super fun, and we got a great coach. And
any other science-minded tennis players on your team?
Like with the whole startup
team? Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
So it's a great team we got.
I have to ask this question because I know your parents are listening right now. So when you all sit around the dinner table, what kind of things do you all talk about? Because your sisters are in medicine and international relations and all this, Georgetown. I mean, do y'all talk about things like, hey, what about those Colt 45s?
honestly, we're too busy stuffing our face at the dinner table to talk that much.
Oh, you know what? You're in so much trouble right now. You know that, right? You know that.
So great.
I think my parents will agree still. No, we should just talk about, like, our plans for the day, where we have to go, or what do we have to eat? Mostly about what we have to eat the next day.
Love it.
How do you like Reading?
I love Reading. You know, the nature is just unparalleled compared to anywhere else. And the scene here has been growing a lot, not just with our startup scene, but with a lot of local businesses. You know, just yesterday I went to this pitch breakfast, actually. A shout to, like, Sparkle and Spice. They're a custom donuts startup. I actually think I have a business card. And it's just things like that that's kind of growing our community.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really great. Like, I love their nature. The River Trail is amazing. West Side Trail is amazing. Just love biking, running around here.
You know what? It's been wonderful to see you. I think we've known you since you were 9 or 10. And to see you just before my eyes, this young man that is so alive and energetic and just flowing with fabulous ideas. Best of luck to you in this competition. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay. You know what? We've got about 30 seconds left. When we come back, we've got Dr. Kara Tennant after the news, and she's going to be helping us out, but it's getting to be spring. If it's spring, it's got to be fleas. If it's fleas and ticks, and then it's got to be those things, those foxtails that get into dogs' ears and up their noses and in between their toesies. So we'll be talking.
Okay, Carl, I get the visual.
You got the visual there? Okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being with us, both of our bright
students here. I mean, this has been I've really enjoyed this segment here. We're talking with our people from Reading and, of course, our next generation of inventors here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com, Comrade Thomason. They're extending condolences to the victims and are condemning the bloodshed. World leaders, including President Trump, reacting to the mosque massacres in New Zealand. 49 people killed, dozens wounded in attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand's third largest city. One eyewitness describing a terrifying scene after the gunman walked in through a back door.
It was like 10 to 15 minutes of continuous shooting.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. stands ready to assist New Zealand.
We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details, but the State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can.
One man is under arrest and charged with murder. Two others being held, police trying to determine how they might have been involved. President Trump may issue his first veto later today after the Senate rejected his southern border emergency declaration.
The president's initial reaction came in the form of a one-word tweet. Veto, it said. In a follow-up post, he said he looks forward to vetoing the measure, which he said would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking. After 12 Republican senators joined Democrats to pass the resolution, the president thanked all of the strong Republicans who voted in favor of his emergency declaration.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. A high-ranking North Korean official, the country's vice foreign minister, says that dictator Kim Jong-un will soon decide whether to continue nuclear talks with the U.S. and whether to maintain a moratorium on nuclear missile launches and testing. The North, deeply disappointed by the failure of the two sides to reach any agreements at the Hanoi summit between Kim and President Trump. Wall Street, the Dow down 15 points. The S&P is up 7. The NASDAQ, 53 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The British Parliament has voted to seek postponement of the country's departure from the EU, a move that will likely avert a chaotic withdrawal on the scheduled exit date, March 29th. Now the ball is in the EU's court, as the BBC's Kevin Connolly explains from Brussels.
Legally, the issue of delaying Brexit is straightforward in EU terms. An extension can be granted with the unanimous consent of the leaders of the EU27, and conveniently they'll be gathered here in Brussels next Thursday. If Theresa May's deal has squeezed through Westminster by then, a delay of a few weeks shouldn't be a problem. If the deal still hasn't passed, things will be trickier.
A rocket attack on Tel Aviv brought a quick response from Israel. Israeli warplanes striking some 100 Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. Following the first Israeli airstrike, several additional rounds of rocket fire were launched into Israel. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tesla takes the wraps off a new all-electric SUV.
The automaker's Model Y Seat 7 has a panoramic glass roof and a 15-inch touchstone screen interface for accessing all of the car's controls. The all-electric midsize SUV will start at $39,000 for the standard range version, which the company says can go 230 miles in a single charge. The long-range model, which starts at $47,000, has a range of up to 300 miles in a single charge, less range than the Model 3. Ron DeRockster reporting.
President Trump's chief economic advisor says China's president is afraid to sit down with Mr. Trump until their countries finalize a trade deal. Larry Kudlow says Xi Jinping wants everything agreed to before meeting with President Trump because he's afraid Trump might not like it and walk away. Kudlow says Xi wants a signing ceremony and not a negotiating session. And again on Wall Street, Dow down 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, here with Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, our second segment, our 8 o'clock segment of the day. It's currently 48 degrees, and we had somebody who stopped in for tickets this morning, and
nice guy.
I know you just started carrying on a conversation with him, like, oh, I'll start out the show, but this is, you know, welcome to our house.
Did you already do the weather there, baby?
Not yet. Okay. I was waiting for you to say something.
Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community and compassion.
Okay. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a beautiful day with about 70 degrees like yesterday. Woo! Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 45. Sunny tomorrow with our high of 71. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 48. High of 74 on Sunday. Monday calls for sunny with 74. And Tuesday, high of 69. We have a beautiful week ahead of us. Great outdoor weather. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They are locally owned, and they have been the sponsors of our weather here for years. We appreciate the Kenny family. And if you have any propane needs, please check them out. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, let's go to the phones. It's time for our fitness tip from the epicenter of transformation, Edison's Peak Performance.
And celebrating some a big milestone.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our 25-year strong celebration coming up on April 13th, so your listeners are invited to come. We're really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, let's go on, Joe. Next, keep going.
Well, hey, our
their time
is to use baby steps. You know, over the course of my personal training career, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, oh, every time I join a gym, I get hurt, so, you know, I don't work out anymore. And, you know, I can understand their frustration, but they're taking the wrong approach, and they're really just doing themselves a disservice by giving up on exercise. Their quality of life is not going to be the same. So rather than take this approach and just throw exercise out forever, they just take baby steps, otherwise known as using progression. Every exercise routine should utilize progression. And when you start your routine, start really easy, like literally easier than you even think you're capable of. And then gradually, week by week, add to the volume, the amount of exercise, add to the frequency, the number of days per week, and add to the intensity, the weight and how hard you're pushing it. If you do this, just this simple principle of progression, within just a matter of months, you'll be well on your way to a life of successful working out and successful fitness.
You know, I can tell you that I'm back working out at Adamson's Peak Performance, and I've used these baby steps. The first time there, I walked in, I looked around, I walked out. That was the first day. And then the second
day, I walked in,
and Amy got her hands on me. And so we have started a process, and I have, and my whole life has been physical. So, but I also realize if I have, because I haven't been pushing iron around and all this stuff for a while, to take it slow, and that's what we're starting at. You know, with stretching, lighter weights, more repetitions, those kind of things, and she's got a building concept for the next, you know, the next 6 months.
So, right, it's a little bit humbling at first.
Yeah, that's a good word, humbling. That was like talking to the young man that was just on our show, Paris Danuka.
That was
very humbling when after you're talking to this kid and you realize he's using probably his second level of vocabulary to talk to me. You know, not the one he probably uses all the time.
And we just saw that he scored a 36-36 on his ACT.
The perfect ACT
perfect.
Score.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sorry, but that hurts. That hurts so good.
Doesn't hurt me, but anyway, but Addison's Peak Performance, the epicenter of transformation.
Absolutely.
Joe,
thanks, Joe.
It's good talking to you. No, that's really good advice. Start
off
slow and work and build on it.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Speaking of good advice, she's here.
We've had a
Dr.
great...
Dr. Kara Tennant.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
We've had a great morning of just bright minds.
This is kind of a happy, happy day.
And
we talked about the grand jury.
Yeah. I'm just saying we've had bright minds... People who are moving forward and doing great things, again, with the grand jury, and then, of course, Maddie, who's, you know, Simpson basketball player on scholarship, going out on the street, you know, people engaging, and then Paris, and, you know, invention. And I know that you're sitting here, you've been here for about 15, 20 minutes, so you engaged and got to see that. And so, of course, we have our beautiful friend, somebody you admire very much, who heads up Cary Animal Hospital, and being, again, somebody who's very athletic and loves using all the beautiful trail systems and everything that we have here in the North State, decided to come here and practice here.
That's right. I know, right? This area is so nice, and there's so much to do outside. And then, of course, you know, when it's 60 degrees and sunny and beautiful, going to be, what, 70 today?
Oh, right.
Here we are.
I know.
Here
so gorgeous.
And you're a big runner.
I love to run.
Right. I mean, like off trail.
Definitely off trail.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because you're, I don't know, avoiding the rocks and
right.
the trees.
Right.
it's so beautiful.
Let's talk a little bit about that it's flea season and tick season. When you go off trail like that, what would you recommend for animals and people to look for, like, you know, you're just so happy to be outside. You don't realize a tick could fall out of the tree or whatever, wherever they come from, and land in your hair and your dog. Let's talk a little bit about that.
And we do see a lot of ticks, and especially now because the weather's warmer. I mean, honestly, I see them year-round, and so I never stop flea or tick preventative.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people will stop it in the winter because they think it's, you know, the fleas and the ticks die, but they don't because it needs to be cold for a long period of time, like below freezing, and it just doesn't stay below freezing long enough here. So when you're out running, when you get home, you'll want to check yourself and also your dog. And ticks can be really, really tiny and hard to see, especially at first. I mean, once they latch on and they're feeding for a little bit, then they get pretty large and they're easy to find. But they can be
really, really tiny.
So the best thing, So the best thing is to keep them on a preventative. And I really, really like these oral preventatives, you know, the NexGard, the Bravecto, the Simparica. And I like the orals because they're so effective. And also you can bathe your dog and not have to worry about, you know, washing your topical preventative off. The topicals have been around for so long that we see a lot of resistance to those. And ticks are hard to kill. There's nothing that repels ticks in animals. So they do have to kind of get on your dog and bite, and then they'll die. And so you will still find them, but they'll be dead, which is always a good thing, right?
Dead ticks. Isn't that a band that's playing down at the Bombay, the Dead Ticks?
No, I have to – let me add something in here. We have a friend I was supposed to have lunch with the other day. He's a practicing physician in town and has two puppies. And couldn't make it because the puppies.
Two Labrador puppies.
Well, I mean, this happens even with tick prevention. You know, fleas can happen even with flea protection, right? They still So hives, she had hives and, you know, Benadryl and all the other things that you have to have because you've got puppies that are out there running around and, gosh, and we also have poison ivy and oak coming up. So what happened? I mean, you do the flea prevention, but sometimes you, like, is it not true that maybe after 3 weeks, if it's an internal, it doesn't, it's not as strong in the fourth week?
That is true. It kind of dies off towards the end, but the orals are that effective that I don't really see that so much as I do with the topicals.
Okay.
And once you see fleas, if you don't say you don't say it's winter and you're thinking, okay, it's time for me to start a flea preventative because now my dog has fleas and it's, you know, it's 60 degrees outside. It takes 3 months to get rid of them. It takes once you see them. Because of their life cycle, because we don't have anything that kills the larva and the pupa. So you've got your adults, you have your flea eggs. So we can sterilize the eggs so they never hatch. We can kill the adults, but we cannot kill those middle stages, the larva and the pupa. Whoa. So you have to wait for them to, you know, to go through their cycle and grow up and become adults before they die. So that's why I don't recommend ever stopping in this area. You know, if you're up in... Maybe you're up in Lassen, that's a different story.
We do it every month.
Yeah, so, you do it every month, and then you won't have a problem. I have never, I need to knock on some wood, I've never had a flea problem, and I have.
Yeah, fine wood there.
And you guys know that I take my dogs out all of the time, and I also have cats. So, but everybody is on a flea preventative year-round, and I never see any of them. I never want to. Fleas transmit diseases to humans. They transmit diseases to animals. Ticks as well, you know, diseases to humans, diseases to animals. You want to try to prevent that because we want them to be nice and healthy. We want to be nice and healthy. We want to enjoy going outside and not get, you know, Lyme or Ehrlichia or Anaplasma or these, you know, nasty tick-borne diseases.
Yeah.
Texas tick fever. Hey, we have to take a break here. 8:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, this is a community bank. They have our neighbors, everybody's there, they're working there, and they are ones that want to help move local dreams forward, and they do so much to do that. Cornerstone Community Bank, you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Carl and Linda Bott will be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:16 in the morning, 50 degrees. We'll be right back.
Us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. the original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all.
221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery Tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down to my head. All right, this is like, this is an icebreaker right here. If you're ever, you know, at a wedding or a party and, you know, just throw this song on and say, okay, I dare you, double dare you.
And then you yell. Cockroach, and everybody falls on their back, and or dead bug. And
that's a marine thing.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nobody better at it than Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. He can fix chips less than the size of a dime and cracks over 24 inches in length. This is Jeff Wurst. This is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you've got an RV, you got a little chip in it, go down and let Jeff fix this. He's one of the things he can specialize in. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It is Friday. It's the 15th of March. March. And it's 51 degrees out there, 21 in the morning. Linda and I are here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and we're segueing into heartworm time. It's getting warmer.
It is getting warmer.
Segueing. Is that the right word?
I guess it's, yeah.
Segueing. I always think of that little thing you can ride on.
Right, what is
that? You know, segways. Linda and I were patrolling the trails on one day. Damn near killed me. Anyway.
They look like they could be dangerous.
Yes. They're really safe. Really? Not the way I ride. Okay.
Yeah, so I was thinking because, the weather's getting warmer and heartworm preventative in a lot of owners' minds is similar to the flea and tick preventative in that they just give it in the summertime and not through the winter. And I don't know about you guys, but I see mosquitoes year round. There are always mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure, when it was snowing, I saw one with a little stocking hat on.
Right. I was snowed in, as you know, and there were like two mosquitoes in my house. It's freezing. It's below freezing, and they're there. So they're there year round. Heartworm disease is transmitted by mosquitoes. It's transmitted to, our pets, our dogs and our cats. And we've talked a little bit about it before where with cats, it's incredibly difficult to test for a heartworm for them. They are not good heartworm hosts, so that means they don't tend to have a lot of worms that live in their heart. They tend to have 1 to 3, maybe. And they have to have a female worm to show up positive on a test. So if you think you've got a couple of worms, and they're both males, they're going to come up negative. And there's no treatment for cats. The treatment for dogs will kill a cat. So we don't have actually any way to treat heartworm. We have to wait till the worms die and then just hope that the cat doesn't die when those worms die. Because what happens is it'll throw a clot or cause some sort of anaphylactic reaction.
So that's what kills in heartworm then, right? Is that what kills the cat?
Now, in dogs, dogs are great heartworm hosts.
I've been hearing about heartworms for, I don't know, as long as I can remember in animals, but I really don't know. I think of heartworms, I think of worms in there, but what do they do?
Yeah, so they live in the vessels in the heart and the lungs, and they cause massive damage, so scarring, inflammation, trauma.
Are they eating their way through there? Is essentially or just no, burrowing?
I don't think they're eating their way through there. I don't know exactly what they're doing in there, burrowing in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they cause so much damage. And if your pet lives through it, your pet's never the same. Your pet always has, you know, some sort of heart disease, and they'll never be, you know, this amazing athlete or, you know, whatever your dog is. And cats, they either die or they get what looks like asthma. And asthma and heartworm in a cat looks exactly the same. Heartworm also causes vomiting, like chronic vomiting. So if you have a cat that vomits all the time or very frequently, you definitely have your cat examined because it actually could have heartworm disease. So the best thing is prevention, of course. You know, the prevention is not expensive. It's once a month, and it really can save your pet. Now, dogs love to get heartworms. Heartworms love dogs too. So if you go online, you can see these pictures of these hearts filled with worms. You know, they're just like coming out of the heart. Sorry, Jared.
Okay,
I went too far.
Pale on that.
No, it's okay. It's good to have a visual because it makes you then do something about it.
Yeah, dogs tend to not care until they develop heart failure. And so I can't tell you how many times I'm told, my dog is fine. He doesn't have any symptoms of heart disease. He doesn't have heartworm. And I say, the only time we actually know that your dog could have heartworm disease is if your dog's in heart failure. So there are no signs up until that point. So you have to keep your dog on a preventative. And then it should be tested every year. If you look at a map, you can go to the American Heartworm Society and actually look at a map of the state of California, and actually the entire U.S. and kind of see what the frequency of heartworm disease is. And if you look at California, the red area is the highest frequency of heartworm, and that is right in Shasta County.
Really?
And then the rest of California is kind of, you know, maybe not so many. You go farther north, like up to Oregon, and they don't really have heartworm much at all. You go down to Southern California, down to L.A. area, they don't have much heartworm at all. But Shasta County is a hotbed, almost like the East Coast and the
Why?
South. I don't know. I don't know if it's just the weather is perfect for the mosquitoes. When I lived in Southern California, there were mosquitoes, but I don't know.
Do you think
know.
It's because there's less people? It's a financial thing? Could it be a financial thing?
That people
thing?
Aren't taking care
well,
of doing
I
the
mean,
preventive?
There's that, too. We have all the water. We have all the mosquitoes. And if everyone was on a preventative, then their dogs would be not 100% protective, but really, really close.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a lot of wildlife, too, and heartworm loves the wildlife. So
this is a little uncomfortable question.
It's interesting.
Because when you adopt a pet, receive a pet, however that is, it's not just a pet that you throw outside that's your barn dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that it's uncomfortable because it's all sweet and fluffy and everything, but the care for that animal and the cost for that animal. And what would that be per month, let's say, that you have to have a pet on preventative? Mm-hmm. You don't want them to die of inflamed heart.
Not at all.
And heartworm. And I'd be curious if we just did a poll. That'd be interesting to have our Manny Chatty. How do you have a pet? Are they on a preventative?
Yeah.
Are they on a preventative flea or are they on a preventative heart and tick? I'd be curious to know.
You could have Maddie do it.
Well,
yeah.
You could do that or just do a Survey Monkey and put it on the front page of our website and just say how many people are on this. Because I find this interesting that Shasta County has a higher level of heart deaths, smoking, diabetes. I mean, there's a lot of things that Shasta County has higher levels of than everybody else in California. And now heartworms and dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about this, you know, we have Is it connected? Is it somehow connected?
Or is it just lack of care? Lack of what it is to do the work.
I think it's an economic thing.
Or education, too. And education. I mean, the thing, a hot room preventative, there's a misconception that it's really expensive. And the preventative, $10 a month. And it's even cheaper if you buy, you know, like 6 months at a time or a year at a time. So it's not expensive. Is it expensive to treat? Absolutely. Can it kill your dog? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's in the thousands to treat heartworm disease. It's one of the most expensive things that we treat. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, you can prevent that. So I don't, and a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to put another toxin in my dog. But, you know, everything's a toxin. It's the dose, right? Even water's a toxin. So these preventatives, it's not a high dose in any sort of way. And you know what's toxic? Heartworm disease.
That's really toxic.
Yeah.
Well, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Kara Animal Hospital talking about heartworm. And that up here in this region, it's there's a lot of it up here. And out here I'm sort of trying to tie that into, death rate and all these other things. But I'm thinking, you know what, for me, a lot of this all goes back to the economy and people taking care of themselves, eating the right food, getting exercise. And it's the same thing for their animals. If they're not taking care of themselves, maybe they are taking care, because some people just lavish so much care and attention on their animals, too. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:30. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and fully accredited chest pain center, and so much more over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:30, it's 53 degrees. The temperature is rising quickly here.
It is.
And it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend. So everybody should be able to get out there and enjoy yourself with your dogs.
Exercise.
And make sure that your dogs, if you run them around outside, that they've got flea and tick preventative and heartworm.
And how long, when we get back, how long when you start the process of making sure that your dog is medicated or your animal is medicated before it actually takes effect? Let's talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan.
Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Paid for by Brian Dolly for Senate 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Dolly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Dolly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Dolly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Dolly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Dolly to the Senate on March 26th.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 Free Fire Radio here with Carla Lindebaugh and our very special guest, Dr. Kara Tennant, who is a wonderful leader in our community with Care Animal Hospital and our veterinarian that we have on once a month that's talking about a lot of things that as a pet owner you need to hear this morning. There's some staggering statistics. But let's go first with the portion of the show sponsoring this segment.
It is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, and I tell you what, she just does an outstanding job. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give her a call, 221-0441. We have our insurance through, Judy.
Before we took our half-hour break, we are 8:30. Segment, we talked about when you start on a preventative, which would be flea and tick and heartworm, when somebody goes in, like, say, for today, they've heard something that just shook them a bit, and they were like, they've either lapsed, they've not done it, they want to begin, today they're inspired, they can buy, I didn't know this, you can buy monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really on a super budget, you don't have to buy 6 months out. It's cheaper to do that, but you can buy monthly. And how long does it take before it actually gets in the stream and starts to work on the pet?
So the interesting thing about heartworm preventative is it actually works backwards. So what that means is, say I give a heartworm preventative today, that is going to help kill the baby heartworms that maybe my dog was infected with last month. And so it's not an immediate thing. And it does take 6 months for baby heartworms to grow up and become adults in the bloodstream. And these heartworm preventatives, the majority of them are what are called microfilariacides. So those are, what that means is they just kill the baby heartworms. They don't kill the adults. We have to give them an adulticide. So that is the heartworm treatment where we're killing the adults. So you want to make sure that your pet never goes, more than 3 months without a heartworm preventative, because you could have these baby heartworms grow up to adults. And then once you have the adults, your heartworm preventative is not going to kill them. Now, heartworm preventatives also have dewormers in them, which is always nice because you worry about, of course, intestinal parasites infecting humans. Not only do they infect your pets, but also your people, you know, your human people. So they do a whole variety, roundworms and hookworms and whipworms, kind of depending on which preventative you have. So what we recommend is if you have a pet that's not on a heartworm preventative and has not been on a heartworm preventative, we recommend testing. So we recommend testing, and if your pet is negative, we start you on the heartworm preventative and then recommend testing 6 months later. Because you have that crossover potentially of adults that we didn't catch. Now, that being said, if your pet is heartworm positive, then we do start them actually on a heartworm preventative. So we start them, and you can't do it with any heartworm preventative. It has to be a specific heartworm preventative. But what we do first is we kill the baby heartworms first for a couple of months, and then we start killing the adults. Because if you just go in and start killing everything, then you're more at a risk of a massive die-off and then a big clot, and then you have a dead dog. So we have to do this in a stage-wise fashion. And this is, of course, according to the American Heartworm Society, which publishes their guidelines usually every 2 or 3 years or so. And so pretty much every veterinarian kind of follows the same guidelines. So it doesn't matter where you go, they pretty much all know what the protocol is.
Okay, that's good stuff. And is the heartworm a blood test?
It is a blood test, yep, okay. And it's a fast blood test. Most hospitals will do it right there. It takes 10 to 15 minutes, and you have your results there. Some hospitals will send it out to the lab. If that's the case, then you usually have results the next day. I mean, I can't stress enough how important preventative is. And you can even start your puppies on preventative because, you know, like I was saying, it takes 6 months for an adult to – or for a baby to grow up and become an adult. So if you have a four-month-old puppy and you haven't started a heartworm preventative yet, that's fine. You don't need to test them because that puppy's young enough. So even if your puppy was exposed to heartworms at, say, 2 or 3 months, you can still start the preventative and you don't have to test. Now, if your puppy is 7 months old – well, you should test because there's been enough time to have adult heartworms in the bloodstream. So just get your pets on a preventative, and then you don't have to worry too much.
Okay. Now, there's shifting from that, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, dogs can get dental disease mm-hmm. also. So I know you wanted to address that
too. I know. I do love – I just love teeth, you know, and dental disease is
– We all have them.
Well, hopefully.
I shouldn't say all of us have this. I mean, don't get me into – okay, never mind.
Well, you know, the majority of our pets actually have dental disease. And as pet owners, we're not always looking in the mouth. You know, we're not looking at the teeth. We're not looking at the tongue. We're not looking at the gums. So that's what your veterinarian does when as part of your physical exam when you bring your pet in, is either once a year or twice a year, depending on your pet. And the interesting thing is that the majority of dental disease actually is underneath the gum line. So when you're looking at the tooth, you don't realize maybe that about 60%, even more, is actually underneath the gum line. So they've got these massive roots that you can't see. So what you would need is a dental x-ray to be able to evaluate that. And the other thing is I get told all the time, oh, my dogs get their teeth cleaned by my groomer or get brushed by my groomer. And being brushed, it's fine, but if you're taking your dog to the groomer every 6 weeks, it's just like if we brushed our teeth every 6 weeks, right? It's not going to make a huge difference. And if your dog is having their teeth cleaned and it's not by a veterinarian, then that's illegal. So anyone who touches your dog's teeth with any instruments besides a toothbrush is not legal. That can be incredibly dangerous. You have to protect the airway. Because the dental disease is underneath the gum line, you can actually fracture the jaw. And that is unfortunately a huge risk when you are messing with the teeth. Now you can clean the teeth and make the teeth look all clean on the surface, but underneath it can be a disaster.
No, it's just like periodontal disease.
Absolutely.
Is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where it's right below the surface. That's why you're flossing, and that's why we floss elk killer's teeth every night.
Yeah.
Now, but you have to put them under anesthesia.
They have to be under anesthesia.
Right.
So you have to be under anesthesia because we're using water and we're cleaning underneath the gum line, and there is not a dog that's going to let you do that. And so we need to protect the lungs. And so we have to do, and we also need x-rays. And just like with us, and actually I had a dog just recently who had some pretty significant dental disease. I usually probe all the teeth first so I can kind of see and get an idea, and then we take all the x-rays. And I knew that I had two large, very large teeth on the lower jaw that needed to be extracted. But once I took the x-rays, I saw that there was a millimeter of bone between fracturing the jaw and if I had removed that tooth. So if I didn't have x-rays and I said, you know what, this looks, this feels like it's got an abscess at the front root. I'm going to go ahead and extract this tooth. That jaw would have been broken. So that's why dental x-rays are so, so important, and why it's also important not to, scale the teeth without your veterinary professional. Now, there are veterinary dentists that are specialists who will who are able to address issues like that. So if you have, say, a lower canine that needs to be extracted, that's a really big kind of sharp tooth on the bottom jaw, or you've got the big molar way in the back that needs to be extracted, but just like this dog I saw, doesn't have a lot of bone there, and you know that the tooth, that diseased tooth, is actually holding the jaw together, a dental specialist can deal with that. They do, wow. They can do root canals, they can do fracture repairs, they can put in synthetic bone to help stabilize the jaw. Just like for people. And so, the issue is, of course, we don't have a dentist in this area, right? You have to go down to Sacramento. That's the closest dentist.
Dentist.
You know what? We're going to need to take a break. I want to address that, the veterinarian shortage. We did before, but it's been a while. But it's been hitting the front page of the paper, and this is a real thing that's going on here, a shortage of veterinarians. And I have some questions about that, Dr. Tennant.
Sure.
Okay. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And now you make appointments. So you give Tim or Logan a call at 244-9478. You can still get in there early and catch up on all your reading, car and track, guns and ammo, aviation, and watch TV and watch hockey games. You'll never see Dr. Phil on their TV set, I promise you. This is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned, and discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:45 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. You know, the way it's raising up on the way the temperature is rising here, I hope it's not 70 by the time we get out of here in 15 minutes. We'll be right back.
Well, it's okay.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized personalized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Friday. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we've had an interesting week. We've had both sides of the soccer park, the soccer field, question. On Monday, Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman, will be here with another outlook, on the, why he voted to fund the soccer field and why was he against raising permit fees to help build parks? Because it kind of sounds like they're the same, but they're very, very different. So Mike will join us Monday. We can get into that one. So start getting your questions ready now. This weekend, I want to remind everybody, so many things going on, but the, of course, the St. Patty dinner out at Sons of Italy is going on, the VFW breakfast, there's just a number of things going on. And, of course, tonight, the Twin Kennedy sisters for Shasta Live. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. And we've been talking, you know, when you were on before, you were, and this was after the snowstorm, and you were snowed in and trapped by PG&E. We can just say that. Have you thought about suing PG&E for the trauma that you suffered?
Yeah, really.
While you were trapped inside your house?
No.
No. Okay. One of the things we talked about is in front page news about veterinarian shortage. And this is real.
This is real. I know. This is our life right now. I don't know. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just here in Shasta County. Everyone needs a vet. And, I mean, vet schools graduate hundreds of kids in every class. There are not a lot of vet schools. I mean, not every state has a vet school. So, I mean, there's that. But also,
you can go outside the country, too, to school.
Yeah, you can.
Right?
Yeah, you can go outside the country. I mean, a lot of these schools are what are called AVMA accredited, which means they meet the expectations of the American Veterinary Medical Association.
You know, the way we're handling human doctor shortages is we have nurse practitioners and physician's assistants to take up the slack. Is there that type of kind of mid-level care available?
You know, not really. I mean, we have registered veterinary technicians. So these are technicians who have gone to school to become registered. And so what that means is they are licensed to be able to induce anesthesia, place IV catheters, monitor anesthesia. You know, they can give intramuscular injections. You know, they can do more things than a veterinary assistant. And a veterinary assistant is going to be your drawing blood, restraining animals, maybe giving medications, you know, things like that. So that helps a bit because when you don't have a registered tech, then the doctor has to give the IM injections and induce anesthesia and place the IV catheters and, you know, do all of that. So that definitely helps. But we don't have, that's not something that they can go in and just do a physical exam and then tell me what medications they need, and then I just sign off on it. They, you know, that's not something that,
that is that something do. You see that might be a, I mean, there's no pathway for it either, is there?
Pathway to have somebody.
In between, like you have the nurse practitioner and the physician's assistant who can come in and look at you, and sometimes you don't even know they're not a doctor because they can come in and look and do a brief physical. Like if you've got, you know, sore throats or things like that, they can go in and they can then okay, this is what it is and blah blah blah, and then the doctor signs off on it. Mm-hmm. But there's, I was just thinking, is that might be a. But there's no pathway. There's nothing like that.
I don't know. And, you know, I have not heard anything about that, you know, about people saying, hey, we need to get this. You know, we get this done. I mean, we have a shortage of veterinary technicians, too, where we don't have a lot of these registered techs. And there aren't a lot of vet tech schools either. And they keep shutting them down. I don't know if it's lack of attendance. It's expensive to go to tech school. Their salaries, you know, really don't really reflect how much it costs to go to school. So I don't know if that's the case. I don't know.
I think. But right now we have, on I think Tuesday through Thursday, there's no 24-hour clinic anywhere in this town.
No, you have to go to Chico's the closest place, which is just, you know, it's just such a bummer. You know, you have somebody who say has difficulty breathing. Are they going to be able to survive an hour's drive? I mean, yeah, it's awful. But there's no one else. I mean, we don't do on call, we don't do after hours, you know, and the majority of the clinics don't. We have one clinic that does that, and we just don't have enough vets to cover all the shifts.
Would it be something that all the veterinarians get together and say, you know what, we're going to, between all of us here in the whole area, we're going to provide a 24-hour service and taking turns on something like that?
You know, I think.
Is that possible?
I mean, I guess it could be possible, but the problem is that in our day practice, we are all so incredibly busy that we had to close on Sundays because we don't have enough doctors to cover all the shifts. You know, in other hospitals, they're no longer taking new clients because they are just so busy. And if you want to come see me as an appointment, to try to make an appointment, we're booked out for 2 weeks. If you want to come and you want me to do surgery for your pet, or you want my colleague, Dr. O'Connor, to do surgery on your pet, we're booked out for 3 months. So in order to, you know, try to have enough time to be able to do that, I just don't see that there's any way without the bodies. Like, we just need more vets. If we have more vets,
bodies.
Then we can open, you know, we can open on Sundays. We can open later during the week.
Is there
we can
an
open
active
emergency.
Recruiting?
Absolutely.
You know? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I know that you've been, I know you've brought in a couple.
Yeah.
Vets.
And I get phone calls from companies all the time saying, we know you're looking for a job and we would like to hire you. And I'm like, no, I'm not looking for a job. I need somebody to work for me. You know, I'm looking for somebody to work for me.
How about taking how about going down and doing an active recruiting? It would take a real big effort. And I don't know if anybody has this, but. UC Davis, right? I mean, don't they have a veterinarian school down there?
They do, yeah. And we've all been there. We all go to career night. We do the online
song and dance.
Yeah, so physically we go down there. Right. You know, several vets from this area, because I saw them all down there. You know, we go down there to talk to the students. We do the online career night where it's like a virtual career night. We do that. We send out emails. All the vet schools. I mean, I have ads at Oregon State and Washington State and Western.
Do they get paid bonuses
Davis.
To take jobs?
So
Has that
they
been offered
can.
Yet?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's called like a signing bonus.
Incentive.
Signing bonus.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Mm-hmm. You come here for 3 years and we're gonna give you $25,000
right.
or something.
Yep. They all have it.
Wow.
And there are also recruiting bonuses. Like if you can, depending on where you work, your company can give you, you know, thousands of dollars if you can get a vet to come.
Right.
And there are also, you know, like headhunter companies. Like I could register for one of those companies and say, all right, the work is on you. So you just do your thing, send out ads all over the U.S. I don't care, just as long as they have a California license.
Well, I had a vet that was in Sacramento and then moved up here and was a floating vet.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was is because he was an avid fly fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, there are so many things. Like if you love this kind of lifestyle like yourself, you are an outdoors person. And so, you know,
does it come down to, I'm sorry.
No,
does it
that come was
down
some of
the, we've only got like a minute left. Does it come down to money that people go to other places because they pay more and they have to pay back their,
maybe, but also, I mean, in Reading, you can make a really, you can make a really good living. Cost of living is not, I mean, compared to like the Bay Area, you can still have a good salary. I mean, maybe it, initially it looks better if you're going to, you know, the Bay Area.
But it's going to cost you a lot more. You can't live there.
Well, you can't live there. You can't drive there. You're in traffic all the time. Gas is $4 a gallon.
Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you so much for coming in here.
We always appreciate
today
you.
Today we talked about heartworms. We talked about, you know, a dental disease. We've talked about and about having trying to find veterinarians to come to the north up or north state up here. It's just it's really, really difficult. But it's like that all over the United States.
All over, yeah.
Oh, well thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Going to go out snowboarding this weekend?
That's right.
Well, the snow's still there. Snow may be here forever.
While it's still there and while I have the day off, you know, since we're closed on Sundays, right. I can do it.
Okay.
Well, make it a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this fabulous Friday here on KCNR at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott signing off on this Friday. Make it a great day. It's currently 56 degrees.
Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.